found 58% of the reports, which were 2,696 in total, came from Erie County alone.
That's Water and Natural Resources Associate Elizabeth Moran of Environmental Advocates of New York. Believe it or not, she says Erie County residents don't have to be too alarmed because those numbers are a sign that good reporting is being done. She says if the public knows sewage overflow is happening, they can avoid unintentional exposure. What Moran says the report should raise awareness to is the need for investment in sewage infrastructure statewide.
Even though these figures are a mere fraction of what's actually taking place, they're still very alarming.
So the question remains, who pays the bill for what amounts to big budget repairs? Moran says the state used additional settlement dollars from the last couple of years to create a new grant program for water infrastructure. She and her colleagues want to see that program built upon.
It's supposed to end next year, but we want to see the program go on permanently because the need for repairs is just so great.
Moran says the environmental advocates want to see at least $800 million go into the grant program each year. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.